Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Our buddy Steve Novak, now capable of joining us, and we're glad to have him along. Steve, I wish we were talking about going to the finals, but I will take a little bit away from the season that they went at the beginning of the season where expectations were. They went farther than anybody expected, but now it's look in the mirror and contemplation as the next season comes around, right?
Yeah, for sure. I think that I totally understand both sides. Like you just said, I mean, if you a year ago say this is where we're going to be, I think we all would have had our party hats on and would have said, oh my goodness, this is amazing. But I feel like at the same time, and you do, you almost hold it against the Bucks this year, and you go, they were so good all year that everybody wanted more. And I understand that too. You felt like we could beat the Raptors. And so, you know, to the Bucks' credit, I do. I think to their credit, you watched them all season and knew how good they were and that they could be the champions this year. So I understand that too.
So the question is now what? I mean, where did they fail and what do they need, I guess is the best way to put it.
Yeah. You know, I think the fail side of it, I feel like is probably the wrong word because, you know, this was a team that didn't lose two games except for one time all year. And so when you watch them finish the season by losing four games in a row, I mean, I do. I think it was shocking. And I think that you do have to almost go like, what happened in that four-game stretch? I don't think that there was like an issue with if they would have done this all year long or if they would have recognized this issue, whatever you want to think of the problem was, earlier in the year that it could have been changed. I feel like this team was on a path to the finals, that they were the best team in the East. And, you know, I think there, in my opinion, there was a storm on both sides. For Toronto, Kawhi Leonard, who has been there before, performed incredibly. He's banged up. He's limping on one leg. He's scoring 15 points in game five in the fourth quarter. Fred VanVleet is going 14 for 17 from three in game five and six. I mean, look, those kind of numbers are, you know, those are what it takes to be the best team in the biggest moments. There's got to be some big-time performances. And I think while that was going on, look, Middleton wasn't scoring the ball as well. Bledsoe wasn't scoring the ball as well. And I think Toronto, because of that, was able to really focus their defense on Giannis. So, you know, I think that the team that the Milwaukee Bucks were all year was good enough to be in the finals. And the reason sports are so great and the reason the playoffs are so great is because you can be the better team and you can actually lose a series. I mean, and in my opinion, the Milwaukee Bucks in those really the games three and four that were on the road, look, they lost those games. But games five and six, I felt like a storm had brewed for Toronto where they caught a momentum that carried them. And I do. I think momentum and the energy of the game of basketball favored Toronto in those two games. And, you know, call it, you know, the Bucks could get better and they can improve in areas, fine. But if the Bucks need to improve in areas, there's 28 other teams that need to improve even much more drastically than us. So I do. I think that there was an energy and a momentum that Toronto got, and it carried them. It gave them that game five win in Milwaukee.
Does this team need to find, you know, all the talk is about Chris Middleton. You know, does this team need to find that other shooter, that other guy?
You know, I think that you have to be really careful what you wish for because sometimes, you know, you think that there's something shinier out there and there's something better and somebody who fits more and they do all kinds of things that you assume will happen. And I think we all just got to witness all year long a guy that whether you loved him or you thought he could have been better or you think that there's another guy who can do something better, you just watched this guy help this Milwaukee Bucks team get to the Eastern Conference Finals and be two games away from the finals. So, I mean, let's just look at Portland for a second. I mean, that was a team that they were going to break it up. They were saying they can't win in the playoffs. Damian Lillard, CJ McCollum, they just don't really fit that well. They're not big enough guards. They can't do it defensively. They were in the Western Conference Finals after their expectations were, look, this group will just never work. And so, you know, I do think that there's huge value in keeping familiarity and guys who have had success together. They've now experienced this season together. They experienced last year together, and specifically Middleton and Giannis. You know, those guys have been through a lot together and I think play well together, and I think Middleton and Giannis complement each other really well, and Middleton is also a guy who's a number two who's really good at being a number two. There's a lot of number twos out there that think they're number ones, and it's a killer. It's an absolute killer. And so I think you just got to be careful. I think Chris Middleton had a big-time season, and I think he earned a max contract.
That's going to be the next question is, is the capability for the Bucks to say, yeah, we're going to go ahead and bring him back for a max deal?
I mean, if the Bucks don't, somebody's going to. He proved that, in the playoffs, besides this Toronto series, and, yeah, of course you want to have him be perfect and put up 25 points a game in every single series. But in the Boston series last year, if he was a free agent last year after that, he gets max money. I mean, the guy shot 60% from three, averaged 29 points a game in Boston, 25 points a game at home, had an incredible series. And then he did it again in round one and round two, again against Boston. And so, you know, I think against Toronto, he showed he can also be a big-time defensive player. I mean, he was exerting a ton of energy, yeah, and I think that was kind of the message there, that he wasn't able to score the ball as much because he was guarding Kawhi Leonard and really getting into him. And look, the Bucks were up 2-0. He was doing it, and it was working. So I think that he did what the team needed. They were up 2-0 against Toronto. He was guarding Kawhi. So it's hard to say, oh, he should have been scoring more. Right. They were winning. So, you know, obviously you wish you could have had 30 points a game for the last, you know, four games of that series, and we're talking about something different right now. But, I mean, the guy's, he's proven. He's of the elite in this league.
Yeah, it's. I mentioned that the defensive end in which he played and tried to be better against a guy like Kawhi, I think it took away from his offensive game a little bit. But now it's when you put your faith in John Horst that he can pull some more magic and do what he did this past offseason for this upcoming offseason and get them over the top. Steve, a pleasure working with you all season long. I'm sure we'll chat again real soon, but looking forward to the next Milwaukee Basketball Hour because we had a lot of fun this season.
You got it. Yes, sir. Looking forward to, like you said, whatever's next with that, and be watching these finals now.
Absolutely. See you, pal. Talk to you soon.
Sounds good.
There you go. Steve Novak. He is the co-host of the Milwaukee Basketball Hour with me. And also, don't forget, on Fox Sports Wisconsin, the Bucks analyst. And it's just going to – it's like when the Packer season comes to an end. You just feel a little bit empty walking around the streets. You're just kind of meandering around until all of a sudden you get your bearings about you. And then you go, oh, okay, now this is what I'm supposed to be doing. But – Steve joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80 plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.